Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hey, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey, welcome back to Bluegrass Jam Along. This is your bluegrass briefing for Monday, the 15th of January, 2024. This is your guide to all that's going on in the world of bluegrass and acoustic music this week. And first up, just a really special moment just to say this is episode number 350. hard to imagine how I've got to episode 350, but I have. And just wanted to take a second to thank all of you who've listened and downloaded to any one of those episodes, but particularly the people who've been there for a lot of them. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making this worth doing still. I mean, I love it, so I'm going to do it anyway, but it's great that so many of you listen. I thank you very much indeed, and all my guests. And yeah, I mean, it's been a joy. And always with these, it's just what's next. And what's next is going to be some very cool stuff coming up. I'm almost ready to release the first of the Earl Scruggs tribute episodes. I think there's going to be at least three of them. I'm trying to avoid the mammoth 2.5 hour, second part 2.5 hour type things I did for Doc and Tony, just to break it up so it's a bit more manageable. But the first part is coming very soon. It might even be out this week. I'm working very hard behind the scenes on that. So that is coming soon. If you missed it, go back and listen to the episode that I put out last week with Josh from Brain Joe. Great time of year to sort of reassess your practice, and there's some really, really cool practical tips in there. Breaks it down, makes things easy to understand, and it's just, yeah, it's inspiring. I listen to it once a year, and I think I always will. It's full of great advice, and Josh is just so good at this stuff. So do go and check that out if you missed it. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for the Earl episodes, and here's to another 350 episodes. Coming up, we will have news and announcements, which is Church Street News. And there's a couple of bits of news for you. Nickel Creek have announced a bunch more tour dates for the year to come. Do go and see them if you can. I saw them in London. They were superb. They keep getting better and better. Go and see Nickel Creek on tour. Also, the Punch Brothers. There's more of these Energy Curfew Music Hour episodes. They've been filming them as gigs at the Audible Theatre in New York, but they will be coming out on Audible, and I will let you know as soon as I hear more about that. That's very exciting. I'm really looking forward to hearing the band with Brittany Haas on fiddle. So yeah, lots of sort of Nickel Creek and Punch Brothers stuff going on at the moment, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. The second thing is, I talk about festivals and various sort of teaching camps and things, and they're usually US-based ones, but I'm going to give a shout-out to Sawfingers, which is a really long-running UK bluegrass and old-time teaching camp, which happens at Easter every year. They also do a weekend in October, but the main event is Easter week, and that's coming up on the 8th to 12th of April this year. Set in beautiful surroundings in the Cotswolds, it has some great tutors this year. Just to give you a flavour of who they've got Jeff Scroggins teaching bluegrass banjo, and also Ron Block teaching bluegrass banjo. Ivan Rosenberg's going to be teaching dobro. Stas Weislach is coming over to teach flatpick guitar. Tristan Scroggins is coming over to teach the mandolin course, and Alison De Groot is teaching old time banjo. But there's loads more. They've got courses for all sorts of things. They've got bass, they've got vocals, they've got songwriting, musicianship, ukulele, beginners courses. Like, it's a great week. Full of great courses, but chances to jam and play, people to form scratch bands. So yeah, big shout out for Sawfingers. Go and check out their info. I will stick it in the show notes. But yeah, that's coming up at Easter this year. That brings me on to The Grass Is New. And so I'm putting some stuff in the playlist. There's some cool stuff out, and you will find this in the new Grass Is Mostly New playlist, which is the 2024 one, which is on Spotify, and I'll put a link in the show notes to that. I've already put the Baylor Fleck George Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue thing in there, but there's some new singles gone in there this week. And the first one is Missy Raine's Ghost of a Love, which is the first single off her album, which is due out pretty soon. So I'm going to have a listen to that. That's great. There's also a new single from the Grascals called Just Let Me Know, which has gone on the playlist, also very good. And that features Kristin Scott Benson, who is one of the guests in my Earl Scruggs tribute series. She's going to be the first episode. I had a great chat with her. Really illuminating, really interesting. It's the first time I've spoken to her. Great conversation. So, yeah, that is also in the playlist. And another single, really exciting one out. And this is also from a new Earl Scruggs-related project and also features somebody from the first episode of the Scruggs tribute I'm putting out, Tony Trischka. He's got a bunch of tapes of Earl Scruggs playing with John Hartford, just playing in his house. And I spoke to Tony, and you'll hear some of this when I put the Earl Scruggs episodes out, but Tony was saying that Earl played a lot of quite different stuff on those to what he would normally play with Flatt and Scruggs, or, you know, people may be familiar with him playing these tunes, but he does very different stuff. And also there's some tunes that you won't be familiar with Earl playing. And so Tony's sort of got hold of these tapes, and he's been learning the Earl banjo parts to then recreate them by putting them out with a bunch of people he's recording tracks with. And there's a whole record coming out. It's called Earl Jam. And a volume 2 next year, I believe, as well. And I think that's coming out in March. But the first single off it is Brown's Ferry Blues, which features Billy Strings. And it's great. And it is in the Grass is Mostly New playlist. So you'll hear a bit more about that from Tony when we put the first episode of the Earl Scruggs stuff out. But also, I'm going to try, if I can, talk to Tony about the project in a wider sense when the album's out, because it's a really fascinating one. And just because we're celebrating Earl's 100th now doesn't mean we can't spend a bit more time this year celebrating Earl, because he deserves it. So yeah, really interesting, but great, great single. So there's three things on the playlist this week: Missy Raine's, Grascals, and Tony Trischka with Billy Strings. Go and check them out. And that brings me on to Scroll On Buddy, which is something that I have spotted on social media at some point in the week that you may have missed, and I just want to flag it. And this is something I mentioned last year. I'd spotted on Amazon a listing for Tony Rice Church Street Blues vinyl, and that's all it said. That was it. And I tried to find out more, and I couldn't. And then I spotted this week on Instagram, Kraft Recordings are re-releasing Church Street Blues on vinyl, which is exciting. But it's also been cut from the original AAA master tapes by Kevin Gray at Coherent Audio and pressed onto 180-gram vinyl at RTI. So it's not only that it's been repressed, but it's been cut from the original masters. They've also done a digital download to go with it. No CD, as far as I know, but there'll be a digital download that you can get. And not only that, there is a transparent red pressing available exclusive via Vinyl Me Please. So, Church Street Blues back on record for the first time in a long time. And a lot of people are excited about this. I shared this on Instagram last week, and it's like, you know, it's the most attention I think any of the posts I've done have had, actually, because people have been really keen to get hold of this on vinyl for a while. And I heard from, I think it was from, pretty sure it was Chris Eldridge when I spoke to him a long time ago for the podcast, that Tony was apparently fairly unhappy with the way some of the transfers had been done for the CD reissues, which is why people are very keen on the vinyl. So this should be really interesting to get the good vinyl back out there again, and the digital download. One thing to point out, like the original vinyl, there is no Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on the new release, from what I can see from the track listing that's on the website. But I'll put a link to Kraft's website for you to go and have a look at that. That is coming out, and people are very excited about that, and that's very cool. I don't have a record player anymore, so I won't be buying it on vinyl, but I will be buying the digital download, and hoping that that's, you know, a bit of an improvement on the versions that are out on the streaming services. So I'm looking forward to that very much. So yeah, Church Street Blues coming back on vinyl. There's a thing to get excited about. And then that just leaves the what I've been listening to this week bit. And I've been listening to Hawktail, very much into Hawktail at the moment. And I've been listening to Unless, which is the album that came out in 2018, I think. And it's just great. It's such a good record. There's some studio stuff, there's some live stuff. I think it's the first record that Dom Leslie joined them for. Just so good. There's such a mix of stuff on there, but the sound is great, the playing's great, the tunes are great. I can't get enough of it. I've been listening to it pretty much every day for a week or so now, and just really, really enjoying that. So I've put a track from that in the Grasses Mostly New playlist as well, and that can be the mostly bit because it's not new, but it's good, and I've been listening to it. And if you haven't heard it, go and have a listen, because, yeah, Hawktail are just fab. But that is it for this week. So hopefully the first of the Ill episodes will be out this week. And there's more stuff coming. There's some interesting bits and pieces on the way over the course of this year, and some exciting projects I'm trying to line up, trying to speak to people, see if I can get them going. And I will let you know more on those as and when we get to them. But I hope your year is kicking off to a good start. Mine very much is. I hope you're all having a good 2024 so far. I will see you next time. Just before I go, all the usual stuff that comes at the end. Go to the website if you want a list of the interviews, if you want any chord sheets for the backing tracks, if you want to see what tunes are out there, go and have a listen to some old stuff. There are 350 episodes now, which is quite astonishing. And as always, don't forget, if you're listening on Spotify, you won't have access to all the tunes. So it may seem slightly bizarre that there are 350 episodes and you don't see them, but the tunes aren't on Spotify because they won't host them, because they think that they're music, not podcasts. Yeah, go to the website, and if you have enjoyed any one of these 350 episodes, please do recommend them to a friend. Send links, put them in Facebook groups, do whatever it is you do when you share things. I would very much appreciate that. But I will see you next time. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jamalong is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.